How do you think people are going to respond, or how are they responding to the idea of the trial, and what are you projecting in terms of accrual? We know, I think I sent you some patterns of care data where we polled oncologists, and clearly, no big surprise, the most common regimen that's used right now is carboplatin. How do you think people are going to respond to this study?
Well, obviously, when people come to talk to me about it, I hear a lot of enthusiastic response to the idea of the study. I think that as we move forward in lung cancer, we want to try to cure more people. And while we've got a long way to go in metastatic disease, we are slowly making some steps in curing more people with early stage disease. And given that bevacizumab is still the only agent that's shown a real survival advantage when added to chemotherapy in the metastatic disease, and given the promising sort of preclinical work that hints that it's going to be even potentially more effective when you've got microscopic disease, there's a lot of enthusiasm that this is the way to go in adjuvant. I think people are wary of considering doing that off of a study, and so I think that's going to help accrual to the trial. The carboplatin issue, that might cause some people to pause. But in stage three, people don't have much of a problem using cisplatin. Cisplatin and etoposide is what the majority of people are using in stage three, where we thought that we had this definite data that was the way to go. And so I think that in the adjuvant setting, even though all the trials have been with cisplatin, we don't have any carboplatin trial other than the one that was negative. I think that if physicians feel like their only way of giving bevacizumab is with cisplatin, I don't think it's going to be as big of an accrual problem. I might be proven wrong. That might just be my hopefulness leading to that interpretation. But I don't see it being a major problem.
Well, it'll be cool, too, if I guess the NSABP has the trial that I think, as far as I know, is going to be the first one to report in the adjuvant setting with colon.
Right.
Who knows when that's going to be. But if that comes out positive, I'm sure the enthusiasm for lung and breast is going to increase exponentially.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think people actually are excited about the adjuvant Bev trials sort of indirectly because of the Herceptin studies. You know, just the hope that targeted therapy is going to have a big impact in the adjuvant setting. Right now, what do we know about the actual fraction of patients who present potentially with stage disease that could go in this study? What fraction overall of lung cancer do you think fits into that?
It's going to be a high percentage of the patients in that stage. Our eligibility criteria are pretty open. One of the things I forgot to mention earlier, there's a pretty big window. It's 6 to 12 weeks postoperatively that patients can be randomized. So we tried to be a little bit more inclusive there. They can have had a number of different surgeries that we do mandate some degree of mediastinal lymph node, at least sampling, to make sure that we really know the stage as people go into things.
What fraction of patients overall right now today are presenting with or getting surgery, basically, that theoretically would fit into this study?
It's still probably only 30-40% of all lung cancer patients present in that stage.